correct, at number 761. 761 will be one. All answers. Let's see if that lot will be seeing number 489. 489.
With me, please. Our great God and Father who art in heaven, we come before thee to this service time of this hour, having been so impressed with the truth of your word revealed in the book of Romans, the gospel that you have shared with the world to redeem us from all unrighteousness, to show us the power and the effect of Jesus Christ's sacrifice, the great plan that you had to unite all men who had been cursed under law to be redeemed by one man, Jesus Christ, through the greatest sacrifice that had ever been made or could be made. Father, we're thankful to Thee for these brethren that meet here who are of like precious faith, who seek to encourage each other in the truth of Your Word, who value and understand the grandeur of Your plan and how it could be shared with others so that they might also come together in truth and in love to be saved as You've afforded us. We thank You for the song that we just sang of the peace, heaven's peace, that Jesus Christ brought to the earth. And we pray that as we teach the gospel in truth and in simplicity, that we will help and be a part of the salvation of mankind that He did that for. Father, we're mindful of those who are traveling away from us tonight and some that were not hindered from being here for various reasons. We pray for them as they're away, that they might be kept safe, they might still be encouraged, even though they weren't with us in this study tonight, that You will bring them back safely to us once again, and that we might be united to see each other's faces. Father, if we are separated from some permanently from this earth, may we all die in faith and in love with You, that You can bring us all together around Your throne to enjoy one another's company as we sing and praise and glorify You forever and ever. We're thankful, Father, for the message that will be taught in a few moments by Brother Bob. We pray that that message will be delivered to be an encouragement for someone to make right their life, to make corrections, make adjustments, that they might lay hold and keep hold of eternal salvation, to be forgiven of sin, to make a commitment to You for the commitment that You've made to us. Father, if we'd go with us through the rest of this time, be with us as we travel away from the place that we're meeting tonight, but keep us close in heart and mind with each other as we pray for one another, as we consider one another, as we do our work to take care and love our neighbor and especially our brother. We pray these things in Christ Jesus' name.
We've been studying through Rex's comments about the hope there is through salvation in Jesus. Tonight is a very brief summary of what we've already heard, but it's a message of hope for us. For the first time in quite a while, I've actually felt some excitement in studying the book of Romans, and I feel this is because of a key statement of Rex's that I've never realized before, that is, Roman is like a pure proclamation of the faith, which is the gospel, that today can also be used to teach the importance of the gospel to a generation who seems to have forgotten the good news. We all know that gospel and good news means the same thing, but there are those in the world that have no idea about this. I've heard of some, they've never even seen a Bible, especially the people I've been talking to over in Kenya. So, brothers and sisters, I want to share with you a message of hope and inspiration rooted in the scriptures found in the first six chapters of Romans that we've begun to consider in our study. These verses that I've picked out here hold profound wisdom that can uplift our spirits and strengthen our faith. So let us embark on this short spiritual journey together that can last for our lifetime. First, let us remember the words of Romans, the first chapter, verse 16. Rex mentioned this one as one tonight. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation that brings salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first, and also for the Greek. And we know in our studies, if you're not Jew, you're Greek. If you're not Greek, you're Jew. It's that considers the whole world. So let us never be ashamed of the gospel and always be willing to share it with others without prejudging who might be willing to accept it. Their willingness to hear the message, we don't know what it would be. So many today have no idea that they even need God or the good news of His Son who died for us all. The inclusivity of God's love and redemption is a cause for great hope. No matter our background or past mistakes, we can find solace in the knowledge that God's salvation is available to each and every one of us. I personally have come to understand some of the terrible challenges people in other countries and even in our own country face in understanding and knowing and believing that the gospel invitation is for all. With this in mind, secondly, let us reflect on another verse in Romans. Go to chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. As we mentioned earlier, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So let us acknowledge that we have all fallen short of the glory of God, and yet, through His grace, we are justified freely. The gift of redemption through Jesus Christ is a testament to God's unending love for us, even while we ourselves were sinners. It is this love that brings hope to our hearts, knowing that we can find forgiveness and restoration. There are many in the world that do not even know that they are sinners, and that Jesus was the Son of God, and that He gave us a pathway out of sin and redemption from sin. Edgar, the guy that I've been talking to in one of the countries, one of the communities there in Kenya, he was talking that most of the people he sees in that area are Islamic, practicing Islam. They're Mohammedans practicing Islam, and they've never seen a Bible. And when he's talked to them and converted them, he had only 5 Bibles, and he had more than 10 people. And they were so eager to get the Bibles, they were actually fighting over them. They didn't know enough yet not to fight, but that was happening. So third, let's consider the significance of baptism as stated in Romans 6, verse 4. Romans 6 and verse 4. Romans 6, verse 4. Therefore, we were buried with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. If we add to this what Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And in Revelation, the first chapter, we see that through His crucifixion and death, Jesus washes away our sins in His own blood. One of the verses uses the word washes, and the other one says, so it's the second half of first chapter, verse 5. To Him who loved us and freed us from our sins by His own blood. Another version says, loved us and washed us from our sins by His own blood. The principle is the same. Also in Acts, the 22nd chapter, verse 16. Acts 22:16, we read, and now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on His name. Through baptism, our old self is buried and we are washed clean of sin. We can leave behind our past mistakes and start a new life. This new life, informed by reading and obeying the instructions in God's Word, the Bible, gives us hope for our future, and it enables us to grow spiritually and impact the world around us. Fourth, let us consider Romans, the 5th chapter. If you want to turn there, Romans 5th chapter, the first 2 verses. Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him also we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Through faith, we discover peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. As we develop this faith in God's word, which are his instructions for our lives, we can have hope and assurance in every aspect of our lives. So reading the passage again, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him also we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Fifth and finally, let us reflect upon Romans in the sixth chapter. Romans 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The truth in these words fills us with hope as we can confidently face the future, knowing that our destiny is secure in God's loving embrace. The wages of sin may be death, but God's gift is eternal life through living in obedience to Jesus Christ our Lord. So, brothers and sisters, I shared these words with you because I believe in the power of the gospel and in the transformation impact that it can have on our lives. If you would like to be baptized tonight or having difficulties and you see the need to make changes in your life that will result in you having a future filled with hope, please come forward at this time as we sing this next song.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure is the mind.
Bow with me, please. Our dear, most wonderful, loving Heavenly Father, we come before you, understanding of your power and your grace and your mercy to us, and for that we're thankful. Lord, we are so mindful of all the wonderful blessings that you've given us in our day-to-day lives. We thank you so much for providing for us and continuing to allow us to prosper in this world, and help us to remember that all things come from you, and that we need nothing else but your love. Lord, we thank you for this congregation that we have here, for the elders who lead it, and for those of us that all of us, how we participate and love one another as we all wear Christ's name and be and consider us brethren in him. Lord, we ask that you help us to be with those relationships that we have with one another, that we might grow closer to one another and to be able to prosper in our most holy faith. Lord, we pray for those who are unable to be with us, whether they deal with physical or spiritual ailments. We pray for Sister Sarah Biddle and Noah as she takes care of her. And please allow her to recover quickly. She might join us again. For those traveling, Father, we ask that you be with the Jamersons, and please bring them back again to us as well, and keep them safe in their journey, and as well as, Lord, with the Oglesbys as they travel here coming soon. Please keep them safe and return them to us as well. Lord, we ask that you be with us as we continue about the rest of our week, that we might continue to shine your light throughout the world, that we might be a beacon to anyone that we come in contact with, that we might share the gospel of Jesus Christ and the salvation that can be brought through him to anyone that we might have opportunity. Please give us opportunity to exercise the things that we've learned and to be able to bring more to your word, most importantly. Please keep us safe as we depart from one another, and keep us from our temptations. Allow us to prevail against them. Give us strength, and as you guide us, we know we can prevail. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.